Okay.
I'm going to share with you something that I find quite interesting about my father. And it's about, I would call, Cousin Bernie. I had a great-grandfather who was a big Talmud Chacham, who died in Poland in the 1920s. My father's grandfather, my father's father's father. His name was Dov. We call him Zay the Barrel. And his father had a sister who had one son who was named for that. And unfortunately, they were not very religious. And his name was Bernie. My father, after the war, didn't have a lot of cousins because most of the cousins that he had were killed by the Nazis still in Europe. Now, unfortunately, tragically, Cousin Bernie, when he was in a prestigious school and university in New York, he developed schizophrenia. My father's cousin was a full-fledged schizophrenic. My father tried to take care of him in the 60s. My father describes in detail how difficult it was, when they took him away to a mental asylum. My father had to help check him in. My father's aunt was living in California at the time. So it was a very, very sad parsha in the family. Now, most people, when they have a parsha like this, it's very sad. And they try to be mechazik each other, people in the family, and so you move on. My father's sense of achrayus, since it was his aunt's only child, long after his aunt passed away, went so far that my father would do his best every few years to find out how his cousin Bernie was doing. Now, Cousin Bernie, as a schizophrenic, traveled the United States. And he loved to hang out in like the homeless shelters of like the most, from a New York perspective, like the most far out place. He was in Wyoming, Billings, Montana. He was all over the United States. He would go from place to place, a vagabond. He would go from place to place to place. Every couple of years, we remember this as children, my father would leave home for a couple weeks to go find Cousin Bernie, to track him down, that at least he know he did his achrayas, that he's okay. So he would find him, and he would buy him some food, and he would get him a coat if it was cold, and he would ask him to show him the room that he's staying in, and he would get in touch with the social workers at the time. And my father did this, pshuto kimashmo, for every couple of years, for about 20, 25 years. And my father told us only afterwards that Bernie, in his mental state, didn't even appreciate it at all. One time, my father said, the only thing he knew was that he was in a particular state. I know he was in Montana. So let's say it was Billings, Montana. My father just knew that he's somewhere in Montana. So he flies to Montana. We have journals. I mentioned in the past that my father used to write everything down. We have journals of my father describing that he would go to Montana, and then he would go travel, find out where was he last. He would go to the police. He would go to the homeless shelters, ask if anybody's seen a person, Bernie Eisenstein. Most of the time, not always, my father would find him after searching for him. My father, I never saw my father take a cab. My parents weren't wealthy. They were stable. My father used to hire a cab to drive him around all day from place to place to place, from city to city, until he found his cousin Bernie. He said one time he found him in a homeless shelter, and he's been looking for him for about a week. And Bernie Eisenstein looks up, and he says, "Hi, Avram." And he looks back down. Sometimes he would scream at my father, sometimes. But that was it. My father felt that his achrayas was that what he is supposed to do is his responsibility to his aunt, to his grandparents. was to do what he can to make sure that he was okay. Now, the takeaway from this, Rabbi Osei, is that sometimes we stay in touch, we show love, we show affection to the people that we're proud of, or the people that give us meaning. But family members or friends or people that don't give us much back, we don't give them attention. My father, Harein Kaparis Mishkava, was so different as far as that's concerned. For my father, life was not about relationships. Relationships were not about taking from people. Relationships were responsibilities that people have. There was a person that my father had a very, very positive hashpa on in making him, encouraging him to go to yeshiva. He actually passed away, mamish, right a couple weeks after my father. We were actually struggling with how we were going to tell him that my father had passed away. My father encouraged him to go to yeshiva. And that person had many different challenges. My father felt it was his responsibility. He encouraged him to go to yeshiva. My father took that responsibility for the rest of his life. The boys that in Vancouver that he encouraged to go to yeshiva, they got married, they worked out well. So my father, it's true, he got nachas from them. But what about the people who weren't so successful, who struggled? My father worked doubly for them. He spent more time thinking about how he could help them, what he could do to help them. And so therefore, every relationship that we have is a responsibility. Every relationship we have, whether it works for us, whether it's helpful for us, or it's not helpful for us. And at the core, it's that every single human being is very, very, very chashuv. My father had a tremendous amount of patience with difficult people and so on. Why? Because he felt that every single human being requires a tremendous amount of support and a tremendous amount of attention. And I think that takeaway is from Cousin Bernie is something that's really, really important. Is that you never give up on a person and you always try to be there for people, even if they're people that are difficult. That's our responsibility for every single human being, every single tzelem elokim. Difficult, easy, and whenever someone who was difficult attacked my father, and I'm aware of quite a few instances, some of them I can't describe publicly, my father always never responded. He didn't respond. He looked at it because he had a responsibility to people and no one owed him anything. Most people go through life pumfar karet. Most people go through life that people owe them something and they don't realize how much they owe other people. And my father, there was no one. As children, my father never demanded things from us. He always gave to us without demanding from us. And he was like that with all people. He looked at, he had responsibilities to them, but he never expected anything from anybody else in return. And Cousin Bernie really is like the ultimate of it. And again, I want the Chevra to think about how is it that we in our relationships could sort of turn the corner where we're expecting things from people as opposed to thinking about what we could do to others. And really, our avoda is to do the opposite, is that we have responsibilities to others, we could do so much for others, and an attitude that we don't expect anything from anybody else is the approach. I want to conclude with a geschmack away. I was reading over, I told you my father has dozens and dozens of notebooks. So right before I left to came back to Eretz Yisrael after the Shloshim, minus the phone as we discussed, when I came right before, so I figured I'll take a picture of my father's notebooks from a particular year, from these parashiyos. So on this week's parashiyah, Parashiyos Yisro, my father would write Divrei Torah, deep Divrei Torah. My father also loved Sipurei Chasidim. And my father wrote down this story in Sipurei Hasidim on the mitzvah of Shabbos, which you have in Parshas Yisro. So there, the Sipurei Hasidim tells the following story of the granddaughter of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden's granddaughter was going shopping for Shabbos, and she saw the most fantastic fish. That was a big thing in Europe, was serving a beautiful fish on Shabbos. She never saw such a fantastic fish before. So she bought it L'Kavod Shabbos, and she came home, and she davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm davening that I should prepare this fish properly L'Kavod Shabbos, and let me be zocha that I should serve this fish to a big tzaddik, that this Shabbos we should be zocha, that in our home we should host a big tzaddik, and I should have the schus to be able to serve this chashuv fish to a chashuv tzaddik. The kachavik. An hour before Shabbos, the word comes through that someone who knew Rav Yaakov Emden's granddaughter's husband, a famous tzaddik, is coming in through town. And he came to stay in their house. And it was a big matzav. The tzaddik was there. And the Rebbetzin made the fish. And she saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered her tefillas. She made the fish. And it was a very ruchnis dik of Shabbos. After Shabbos, the tzaddik, it was time for him to leave. Tzaddik leaves and then he says, I'd like to speak to Rebbetzin call the Rebbetzin, he said from his carriage, call the Rebbetzin out, I want to tell her something. So Sipur HaChassidim goes that the Tzaddik said to Rebbetzin, thank you so much for a meaningful Shabbos. But he smiles at her and he says, but next time, don't daven to have someone come. He said, you changed my whole Shabbos plans. My whole Shabbos plans. That's what he said. That's the ma'isa my father, Harini Kaparis Mishkavu, used to say. So my father wrote, what's the oimik? My father understood that, and these are type of Sipurei Chassidim my father liked. My father said, a person's avodas Hashem should always be in a way that they're never matriach anybody else. That the tzaddik was saying, you want to have such a special Shabbos, v'chulei v'chulei, but you're being matriach me. He said with a twinkle in his eye. He probably didn't mean to like give her musar. But to my father, that was Kodesh Kadoshim. Life was about doing what you can for others, but never expecting anything from anybody else. The only things my father demanded from us was a certain standard. There was a certain standard that he expected us to live from. But that we should give him anything, that was something that was lo Allah al Daito. And ad kedei kach, that we're full of responsibilities, but those responsibilities should never be one that come at the expense of being matriach others. My father was even critical when Talmidei Chachamim seemed to come across as saying that people had responsibilities to them. And my father thought that one's avodas Hashem, my father liked the Rambam, who said that you're not allowed to even take a penny for your own Talmud Torah. My father was, I mentioned in the past, was knowing that way. He didn't demand that from my brother and I. But at the end of the day, this yisod is something that's so important that we should be thinking more: what are our responsibilities to others? What can we do that's extra above and beyond the nachas v'chalila for taking for ourselves? That's tonight's lesson.